plot. So it's sort of not surprising that the CIA has increased its ties with neighboring Yemen, that it's increased its ties with the Yemeni intelligence services. The degree to which these agencies will become joined at the hip is still yet to be determined. But while the CIA operates in Yemen, we would also expect to see a greater amount of contractors operating in Yemen as well. The CIA's manpower is such that you really wonder if it can rely on just its own operatives, or whether it, you know, will require some contract personnel as well. What the rules for those operatives will be, if they'll just be logistical support, if they'll be on tactical intelligence, if they'll be on the operations side, and how this will all relate with the military, which operates under different rules for engaging in sensitive actions. You know, hearing that the Joint Special Operations Command will be placed in some cases under CIA authority is interesting. It'll be curious to know if the new Congress will hold hearings on any of this, and if they do, if any of that information will become public about just what the new rules of engagement are for the CIA and for the military in Yemen.
The New York Times reported on October 31st, American officials said evidence mounting that the top leadership of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, including al-Awlaki, was behind the attempted attacks. And then 2 days later, they report American and Yemeni officials still have little hard evidence who was involved in the thwarted attack. As for who was behind the plot, evidence remains elusive. Spencer Ackerman.
That's right. There's been no attribution or claim of responsibility. There's been a lot of intimation that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is behind the attack. It's not hard to see why they would be. The rhetoric that's come out of AQAP, as it's called, has been particularly inflammatory. Its involvement in the Christmas Day plot last year demonstrated its desire to attack the United States. The explosive PETN, which is a plastic explosive, was used in this plot as well as in the Christmas Day plot. But hard evidence hasn't emerged. It's curious to see that al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, maybe it requires a couple days. Sometimes it doesn't happen as rapidly as one expects. Would take responsibility for this plot, but right now we're still sort of waiting to know. One of the people who's come into the U.S.'s crosshairs beyond the U.S. citizen and extremist preacher Anwar al-Awlaki is al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula's bomb maker, Ibrahim Hassan al-Asri, and reports over the last couple of days have indicated that U.S. and Saudi and Yemeni intelligence officials are targeting him as the one who actually planted the bombs. Or constructed the bombs, I should say.
Spencer Ackerman, you've written, and we only have like 15 seconds. If that sounds like Pakistan 2.0, it should.
That's correct. What we're seeing right now from some of the reporting that's come out is a greater increase in very deadly capabilities that are moving into Yemen with very little public debate, like happened in Pakistan.
Spencer Ackerman, senior reporter at Wired.com, will link to your reports there. Thank you so much for being with us. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced by Mike Berkshire, Rupert Kadus, Aramante, Andrew Kamat, Steve Martinez, Nicole Salazar, Hani Masood, Ravi Karan. Again, we're going to be live at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Go to our website, democracynow.org, until 2 in the morning. Any TV or radio station can run our 6 hours of coverage. Just go to our website at democracynow.org, and there you can get in touch with us. We'll also be putting out news on Twitter, and we welcome your comments on Facebook. That does it for our show. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us. Democracy Now! Is a listener-supported grassroots global news hour. You make it possible when you donate at democracynow.org. Thank you so much.
This is WUSB, Stony Brook. Stay tuned for Off the Wall. Okay, I'm sorry. It's very, very hectic in here right now. This is unbelievable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the pause before. But I walked into the station, and unbelievably, sitting in the conference room is gubernatorial candidate Carl Paladino. Apparently, there's a lot of miscommunication. Nothing new around here, I know. He's here for an interview, apparently, with Democracy Now!, and I'm not sure how this happened, but apparently he was under the impression that was a live program, and obviously that's, maybe it's not obvious to the listeners, but that's a program that airs over the computer, actually. And so I've been sort of thrown into this. It's election day, and we have Carl Paladino here in the studio.
And, hello.
And okay, he's actually in the. I'm so unprepared for this. And it's also it's a fundraiser, and we have the Starbucks people here. It's a whole lot of things going on. Okay, let's just do this quickly. And I know it's an important day. It's something that we really want to do right. Do we have the is the microphone working? Can we actually get the
hello?
Okay, he's there. I'm sorry, it's getting a little bit angry there. I understand. Okay, just keep in mind, I walked in here 2 minutes ago. I had no idea this was going to be happening, and this is only the most important race in the state right now. Okay, so do we have a level? Is Carl with us?
It's Carl Paladino.
That was my fault. I shouldn't have touched that wire. Now he's okay. I see his mouth moving, but there's nothing coming over the speakers. Yeah, that was totally my fault. I'm sorry. Can we just move him over to the mic over? Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. We have a room filled with people for the Starbucks elimination later on, and they've got these big Mexican sombreros on, and they're and Mr. Paladino, I understand the consternation. It was basically just sitting here very patiently when I came in, but if you could try to move them over to the other microphone by where all those nachos are, we could just move those maybe and put them back. All right. Okay. All right. Do we have something now?
Can you hear us now?
Yeah. Okay. Great. I can hear. All right, Mr. Paladino. Welcome to WUSB Studios. Here.
We're still here.
Yeah. No. I'm sorry. Yeah. I realize this has been something that is an incredible. Inconvenience, I suppose, for you. Didn't know you were going to be here. You're supposed to be here for Democracy Now, unfortunately, nobody told you that doesn't even air out of this station. That is simply we're syndicated, and somebody must have brought you to the studio thinking that you would be able to get the live interview there. We're going to have people work it out and figure out where you're supposed to be for that interview on election night. Hang on. You're trying to. I see you're talking. You've just coming on, so I don't understand why I'm not getting a level.
We're still waiting.
Okay, what's going on with the microphones? This is a simple thing. We have the gubernatorial candidate here for the state of New York, and we can't get the damn microphone to work. And somebody, please get their act together. Yeah. By the way, this is also a fundraiser. I'm supposed to give out the phone number, 631-632-9872. Please give a call and pledge your support while they're plugging that thing back in or rewiring the place. Yeah? All right. 631-632-9872. Pledge any amount. Support the radio station. Keep us going. Okay, is it working now? Do we have something?
You should be ashamed of your collective incompetence and dysfunctional paralysis.
Yeah, Mr. Powell, I understand that perfectly. I wasn't expecting such a direct attack, but welcome to WUSB. This kind of thing is par for the course. This is something that, unfortunately, we have to deal with on a daily basis. I'm very sorry that on this very important night for you, where you're running for the governorship of New York State, that you have to deal with. But maybe I could point this out, that if you do become governor of New York State, that you could maybe send some more funds our way, because... obviously, this place, it's a state institution. It's run by the state of New York, but for some reason, we don't have enough equipment to keep the place running smoothly. So it'd be really kind of nice. But this is not about us. This night is not about us. This night is about you and, of course, your opponent, Andrew Cuomo. You're here. He's not. So I'd like to ask you to just pretty much go nuts. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. Just to sort of... express what you think the most important issue is right now for this particular race. It's been a long fought, very passionate race that's been going on for quite some time now. I know that you surprised a lot of people by beating out Rick Lazio for the Republican nomination for the race, you with more of your Tea Party roots. Have I guess made the race more of a more contentious, more emotional, and a lot of people have faulted you for that. But what I'd like to hear right now is how you feel about the issue. What are the most important issues concerning New Yorkers? What kinds of things would you like to say to your opponent? Or I mean, is that something that you can?
You couldn't find the courage to reprimand a rogue principal who slandered, discharged, and humiliated a talented volunteer coach.
Okay, I'm not really sure what that's all about, Coach. This is something that Andrew Cuomo. he's pointing right at me. I don't understand. I don't know anything about any coach or. The courage thing I could sort of understand, but I'm sort of at a loss. It's possible, I'm not sure, maybe you have me confused with some other radio person. That's entirely possible. It's happened before. But let me explain. This is Off the Wall. This is a radio show here on WUSB Stony Brook. And this is a small college/community station. We've been doing this radio show since 2003. We've been talking about all kinds of world issues and local issues and things like that. And sometimes we try to inject humor into it. Sometimes we try not to. And that's pretty much it. There's a connection with the hacker world. We have a lot of people in the hacker world that drop in and lend their expertise and talent and various things like that. What else can I say? Hang on. I'm being told I have to put this on now. Okay. Apparently we have some kind of important thing that has to be played, at this. Really? Right now we've got the guy running for governor in the other room and that's what you want me to do. Okay. Let's hear what has to be said here. No, really, this is ridiculous. Okay, I understand that's our election theme for tonight, but that's not an intro. I'm sorry, this is ridiculous. I feel like I'm with a bunch of not very professional people. Anyway, continuing, Mr. Paladino, with what we were discussing here, this is basically a radio show where we talk about issues, and I'm not sure if you think this is something else that maybe a different radio station is involved with. But like I said, there are people involved in the hacker world here. 2600 Magazine is one of the things that a lot of people who are part of this this program have something to do with. And
you get 26,000.
No, 2600. And I don't get it. I work on it. I put it out myself. Yeah, you look puzzled, which means that you fit right in here. It's a confusing thing. I realize that, and I know that you have other places to be. But basically, we're trying to get your opinions on how the race has gone so far. What has been going on with you personally? Do you feel this has been a race where the issues have been brought to the table, where people have been able to hear all sides? I mean, is it something that
when do we hear about the ResultTech scandal?
Well, I'd never heard of that scandal before. But, I mean, is that something that you know something about? Because any scandal is good news, obviously. It's something that I think we should talk about. Are you going to bring this up? It would be nice if you follow through on it and told us something. This is part of the problem with this race, in my opinion, is that there have been a lot of sound bites. There have been a lot of emotional outbursts, and to be honest, a lot of the media and a lot of the public have pointed at you for this, saying that for instance, you tend to walk off of interviews. In fact, I saw personally two different instances of this in the last week, where basically you were talking on television and you just basically walked away because you didn't like what the questions were. You've gotten a reputation for being kind of out of control and overly emotional, even physically threatening at some points, saying all kinds of strange remarks, the anti-gay allegations, where you accused Andrew Cuomo of subjecting his kids to all kinds of evil by taking them to a Halloween parade, I believe. And basically, even Republicans seem to be shying away from your campaign, and that must be something that's of concern to you as someone who is here on election night, hoping to become the next governor of the state of New York.
Why the whitewash?
Okay, well, I can see by the big smile on your face that you think I'm not treating you fairly, and. These are the things people are saying, and I think it's really something that should be addressed, and that's part of what we do here at this radio station, is address things openly and directly. And I can see that you're standing up now, so I don't know, is this something that are you actually?
It's time for you to go.
Well, okay, all right. So carefully taking off his. All right, there he goes. Well. That was very weird, guys. That was very, very weird. And I don't know what he means by time for me to go. I'm the one staying. This is I'm the host. Okay, well, that was Carl Paladino here in the radio station for reasons I can't quite figure out. Did someone really bring him up here to be interviewed on a recorded program? Not only that, it's not only a recorded program, but when it airs, it's 8 hours old. It's 8 hours old. And on tape, all right? And who is it that brought him? I mean, it must have been one of his campaign aides that did this. All right. Well, I see people running outside, so maybe we can get station ID from him at least, if he's not too angry. He did look pretty angry when he was leaving, but if maybe people could try to figure out where the victory celebration is supposed to be held and guide him there, or maybe it'd be more appropriate for the go to a concession stand downstairs. That might be a better option for him. No, he really did look angry, though. In fact, maybe we should warn people downstairs that Carl Paladino's on the loose. Is this the kind of thing that we activate the emergency alert system for, I wonder? I don't know. Okay, well, we're going to come back with some more information, hopefully better planned out information about the election. Stay tuned. As WUSB election coverage continues with it's really classy music, I got to say. It's wow. All right. There are some things to watch for on this election day, including candidates showing up in your studios. There are things to watch on election day that are definitely of concern to many people. First of all, we have a lot of angry Republicans out there, angry Tea Party people as well. Carl Paladino is not the only one for certain, and they're voting, they're running, they're doing all kinds of things, and the number apparently that we're supposed to be looking out for tonight is 218. If Republicans gain a mere 39 seats, they will reach that 218 seat majority needed to control the House of Representatives, and people seem to think this is going to happen, and it's really it's astounding to me. It's really astounding to me because. After all that we've been through in the Bush years, how quickly people are eager to go back to that and to make the same mistakes all over again. Yeah, and the thing is, all this anger and righteous indignation is so misplaced. Where were all these people complaining about expenditures and deficits and things like that? Where were they when all this money was being thrown into Iraq for a pointless war? They weren't protesting then. They weren't on the streets. They didn't have their little tea party going. They didn't care at that point. They were actually in favor of building up the deficit even more. And now that there's another party in power, everything they do is wrong and evil, and it's working. That's the thing I don't get, is that people actually are buying this crap. It's depressing. It really is. What's more depressing is the fact that so many people out there realize this. And they don't care. They don't care enough to actually fight back. They're content to just sort of lie down and be rolled over by the Republican steamroller all over again. And the reason for this is because, well, things aren't going exactly how they like it to go. And what I think people don't realize, what I think a lot of people don't realize, is that you can't suddenly create a house. You have to build a house. It takes a while. Brick by brick, stone by stone, whatever. It takes time, and you don't get your immediate results right away. And it's very childish to insist on that or insist on nothing. I'd like to actually go to a website I can't say over the air because I'm not sure who put this together, but they were, I guess, kind of angry at the time. I can say most of it, but basically it's what the F has Obama done so far.com. All right, and what we're going to do is we're going to read part of this, and you'll see for yourself what some of the issues are, okay? All right, what has he done so far? I've heard many people ask this question. We just got the same old thing over and over again. Nothing has changed. It's so sad. I'm not even going to vote. What's the point? And that's the attitude that brings the Republicans right back in. Now, I don't blame the people who vote for the Republicans because that's their opinion. That's something that they believe in. God bless them, and I'm sure they would love to hear me say that. great. But the people who believe otherwise and don't exercise that right or use the right in the wrong way, that is something that is unforgivable because you're basically handing it over. And there's really no reason to do that. All right, let's go through some of these things that Obama has done or not done. Again, the website, what the F has Obama done so far? He's cut prescription drug costs for Medicare recipients by 50%. Okay, the reply to this is yeah, and all right, provided $12.2 billion in new funding for Individuals with Disabilities Act. Big effing deal. What else? He extended benefits to same-sex partners of federal employees. But what has he done for me lately? Appointed more openly gay officials than any other president in U.S. history. Big deal. What else? The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009, a $789 billion economic stimulus plan. Big deal. What else? He signed the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, restoring basic protections against pay discrimination for women and other workers. I'm unimpressed. Provided travel expenses to families of fallen soldiers to be on hand when the body arrives at Dover Air Force Base. Well, that doesn't affect me personally either, so who cares? He reversed the policy of barring media coverage during the return of fallen soldiers to Dover Air Force Base. He's launched recovery.gov to track spending from the Recovery Act, providing transparency, allowing the public to report fraud, waste, or abuse. He has provided the Department of Veterans Affairs with more than $1.4 billion to improve services to Americans' veterans. He signed the Children's Health Insurance Reauthorization Act, providing health care to 11 million kids, 4 million of whom were previously uninsured. He repealed Bush-era restrictions on federal funding for embryonic stem cell research, signed the Christopher and Dana Reeve Paralysis Act, the first piece of comprehensive legislation aimed at improving the lives of Americans living with paralysis. He developed stimulus packages, which includes approximately $18 billion for non-defense scientific research and development, signed the Weapons Systems Acquisition Reform Act to stop fraud and wasteful spending in the defense procurement and contracting system. He issued an executive order to close the prison at Guantanamo Bay, ended the Bush administration's CIA program of enhanced interrogation methods by requiring that the Army Field Manual be used as the guide for terrorism interrogations. He increased minority access to capital, established the Credit Card Bill of Rights, preventing credit card companies from imposing arbitrary rate increases on customers. The health care reform bill, preventing insurance companies from denying insurance because of a pre-existing condition, and also allowing children to remain covered by their parents' insurance until the age of 26. Tax cuts for up to 3.5 million small businesses to help pay for employee health care coverage. Tax credits for up to 29 million individuals to help pay for health insurance. Expansion of Medicaid to all individuals under age 65 with incomes up to 133% of the federal poverty level. Requiring health insurance plans to disclose how much of the premium actually goes to patient care. He added $4.6 billion U.S. dollars to the Veterans Administration budget to recruit and retain more mental health professionals. Significantly increased funding for the Violence Against Women Act. Lifted restrictions granting Cuban Americans unrestricted rights to visit family and send remittances to the island. Eliminated subsidies to private lender middlemen of student loans and protect student borrowers. Increased funding for national parks and forests by 10%. Significantly expanded Pell Grants, which help low-income students pay for college. Expanded hate crime law in the U.S. to include sexual orientation through the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. He provided stimulus funding to boost private sector spaceflight programs. He appointed the nation's first chief technology officer. He signed financial reform law and establishing a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to look out for the interests of everyday Americans. Signed financial reform law and requiring lenders to verify applicants' credit history, income, and employment status. Signed financial reform law prohibiting banks from engaging in proprietary trading, trading the bank's own money to turn a profit, often in conflict with their customers' interests. Signed financial reform law allowing shareholders of publicly traded companies to vote on executive pay. And that's it. That's all he's done. I mean, come on. We deserve more than that. I agree. We deserve better. We deserve a lot more than that. But to those of you who say he's done nothing, well, you know what? You need to look at this list. You need to smack yourself across the face because you need it. You really do. There's a lot going on out there, and there's a lot of pressure and fighting against this sort of thing. And if you just look at what it took to get the steps that were taken in the last 2 years, and it only has been 2 years, what it's taken to get those accomplished. Healthcare is one shining example of that. Yeah, I wanted a lot more, but what we have is better than what we had before. And what's going to be the result of tonight's election, if it goes the way everybody is predicting, a lot of that is going to be reversed. A lot of that is going to be dismantled. And who is it who gets hurt? The people who are complaining that not enough has been done. So it's really sad and frustrating to see this kind of thing happen all the time, where you start taking some steps and then immediately get pushed back and those steps are undone. That's really sad. Well, maybe things won't go the way everybody is predicting, but I don't know. I got to be pessimistic. I got to be pessimistic because I've seen how people act. I've seen firsthand how people are so quickly they turn negative and believe nothing's going to work out because it doesn't work out immediately. Well, believe me, after tonight, things aren't going to work out for a long, long time. Because basically any sign of progress is going to be crippled. You'll have more things like what the Republican governor of New Jersey did recently, basically killing a mass transit program that was the biggest in the country. Yeah, we'll have a lot more cars on the road now, a lot more pollution, a lot less mass transit because it costs too much money. You have to spend money. That is the nature of any society. And if you look at successful societies in other parts of the world, that is what they're doing. They're investing in their infrastructure. They're building things that many people will benefit from. Maybe not the richest people, maybe not everybody, but enough people to make it worthwhile. But if you have a short-sighted policy and you simply want as much money as possible for yourself, and you want to delude other people who will never attain that into thinking that one day they will, so they have to side with you and protect the richest people of the country and sacrifice basic human needs in order to protect that ridiculous dream that one day they'll become a billionaire too and pay less in taxes. Yeah, if you do that, okay, I guess you only have yourself to blame for what you wind up getting. Here's an interesting story. This is something that got my attention. I'm not sure if this actually is happening or not, but President Obama is heading over to India at some point in the recent or in the near future. The story that has been circulating is that he might cancel a planned visit to a Sikh shrine in India because advisors feel the head covering he'd be required to wear might fuel chatter that he is a secret Muslim. Yeah. It's incredible how much mileage things like this get. People actually say that. People believe he's a Muslim. Not that there's anything wrong with being a Muslim, but the fact is he's not. Yet people continue to say that. They continue to say things like he's a Muslim. He's not a U.S. citizen. He won't produce his birth certificate. He's a socialist. All kinds of things like that. Things that are very easy to disprove, but yet they keep getting said and people keep believing them. And it's really kind of pathetic. But here's the thing, all right, he's, whether or not this is true, and I'm not sure it is true, he's scheduled to arrive in India on the 6th of November. Now, let's imagine, Obama had planned to see the temple when he traveled to India, but his advisors are said to have ruled out the headscarf option, fearing that in some people's minds it would connect him with militant Islamism. Islamism? Really? All right, yeah, okay, let's say that that's actually true. I don't know if it is true. I don't know if he's going to go there and put the headscarf on or not. But imagine that his advisors did in fact tell him, Barack, don't do that. It's a bad move, all right? I can understand why he wouldn't do it. And it's got nothing to do with the Muslim religion or anything like that. It has to do with the way people back home react, all right? Those people who believe that it's utter idiocy to control yourself based on these stupid impressions that other people have, they're not going to speak up enough. They're not going to fight back enough. The hysterical, shrill people that will go around saying, oh, this is proof that he's a Muslim, they will be loud, they will be adamant, they will be massing in the streets. But the people who have the intelligence to refute them with facts, and the fact that there are more people who exist that know that this is not true, they're not going to speak as loudly. In fact, they're going to find something else to criticize. They'll say, well, he should do this more. And they'll just turn support into criticism. And by doing that, it just turns into a lot of criticism. So I do not blame anybody for saying, you know what, it's not worth it. We don't have the support to back us up for this ridiculous issue. So let's not even make it an issue. We're just going to skip it. That's the kind of thing that happens when you don't stand up to the idiots out there that say all kinds of untrue things. Healthcare is another great example of this. Yeah, I want healthcare to be so much more than what it is and what got passed. But you saw the fighting that had to be done to get to that stage in the first place. So if you ask me, do I support Obama's healthcare initiative? Well, the temptation is there to say no, because it didn't go far enough. But if you say no, that no gets added with all the people who don't want any coverage whatsoever, who want all the big businesses to profit from this, and for things to keep going on the way they've been going on before. And so that turns into most people being against healthcare reform, even though they're against what we have for different reasons. So yeah, you know, you have to support the step and not believe the step is the final conclusion of this whole issue. I think people just don't get that. They don't get what they want immediately, so they just withdraw all support. And that's self-defeating, it's sad, it's pathetic, and it's what we're going to be seeing more of tonight and I think in the future because of the short-sightedness and because the people who speak the loudest are the ones who will listen to the most. All right, so 218, that's the number. You know, it's not the end of the world either if both houses of Congress are controlled by Republicans because, well, then when things don't work out, you can blame the Republicans. Of course, I'm not sure that's going to happen. They'll probably just blame the president and say that he has to be driven out of office in the next 2 years. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Okay, we need to bring in some phone calls. 631-632-9872. That's our telephone number. We are in the middle of a fundraiser, and yeah, it's crazy. We have this room is being used for three different purposes: a gubernatorial candidate fundraiser and the Starbucks thing. But right now, let's focus on the fundraising because without that, we have nothing. We have absolutely no potential to continue existing without getting calls to come in on this election day. Oh. All right. Well, that's wonderful. Occasionally, I have to break in to play our election theme music, even though we don't have any election coverage at the moment. But we might have election coverage later on tonight, and in which case, maybe you'll hear themes like, themes like that. It's amazing. And the first results are in from the second election district or whatever. Yeah, whatever they say at that time, you'll hear, and that kind of music will be playing underneath. All right, but the important thing right now, should I keep the theme underneath me? Maybe that'll get people to call in. 631-632-9872. We have the special deal we've been offering the last couple of weeks where people are pledging for... I still can't believe that Paradino was in the room. Yeah, I know, a lot of people can't believe that. I don't think I did as well as I could have. I'm sorry about that. I was nervous. I was very nervous. Okay, what we have the 40-DVD set of the Next Hope Conference, which is actually the last Hope Conference, the previous one, the one that just happened in July. And we have all kinds of talks on DVD. And for a pledge of $75 to 631-632-9872, you'll get to see all kinds of people in the hacker world talking about things that they know about and things that are of interest to them and hopefully to you as well. It's a great deal. It's something that is unmatched anywhere, guaranteed. 40 DVDs for a pledge of $75 is an incredible deal. 40 blank DVDs for that price is an incredible deal. But these DVDs have all kinds of material on them from that conference. All you got to do is give a call to 631-632-9872 and... And yeah, we'll definitely send that your way. Of course, you can pledge different amounts if you want a WUSB T-shirt or WUSB tote bag or all kinds of other premiums that we have. We have volunteer coordinators elbowing their way in there between all the Mexican things that are. Well, I don't understand why we have Mexican dancers for the. I want the other ones back. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't want to be rude or anything like that, but it just doesn't seem to fit with what we're doing here. But we have a crowded room in there with all kinds of activities and people and things going on. And we might as well just launch into the Starbucks thing in a moment. But first, I'd like to see a call come in, 631-632-9872. We know people are listening around the world. We look at the logs. We see from the internet logs how many people connect. And it's pretty astounding. It's pretty impressive, actually. So if just one of you out there, just one person in the entire world, throughout the planet, were to pick up the phone and dial 631-632-9872 and pledge something, pledge anything, pledge what you can afford, pledge what you want to put on your credit card or what you want to pay by check or however, it would make a significant difference here at this radio station. Yes, we're humble. The microphones don't always work. Sometimes we get confused and guests show up here unannounced and all sorts of mayhem happens. That's live radio. That's community radio. That's the magic of radio. And we sure hope that that you're a part of it. Please invest and keep us going. Otherwise, who knows what you might hear on this frequency in the future? Could hear country music, could hear religion, could hear all kinds of things. All it takes is a phone call, 631-632-9872. Those of you in Suffolk County, you don't have to dial the 631. All you have to do is dial 632-9872. Think about that. The savings in numbers. It's a marvelous thing. But most importantly, you get a radio station that you can listen to around the clock with all kinds of alternative, strange, different programming. It's all out there. 631-632-9872. Again, $75 pledge gets you the 40 DVD set of the Next Hope Conference. And that's something that's only offered during this radio program. After 7 o'clock, when Finn is on the air, he's not going to be offering that. He's going to be offering something else. I understand also he's going to have a war between the Clash and the Ramones. That's going to be fun. Yeah, well, looking forward to that. It's just the kind of wild, crazy antics we get up to here at the radio station. And we encourage our listeners to be a part of it. Oftentimes we take phone calls. Oftentimes we have people here talking about all kinds of interesting things. We have our travel shows. Whenever we go someplace in the world, we bring a recording device with us and try to bring back pieces of the world for you. And that includes talking to people over there, having all kinds of adventures, playing bits of the radio from other lands. It's all a part of bringing the world to you through a very different perspective. 631-632-9872. We've been to Cuba. We've been to North Korea. We've been to Albania. And there's still so much left. Yeah. Now, none of your contributions goes to any person. It all goes to the radio station. It all goes to the equipment, keeping things running, keeping things or making things run again, and basically just keeping the radio station a creative place so that people here at Stony Brook can walk in, learn how to do radio, and be a part of the magic. That's how it started for me, and that's how I'd like to see it start for many other people in the future. Please, please give a call, 631-632-9872. We have no calls on the line. How sad is that? How sad is that? Makes me feel like nobody cares. And when you feel like nobody cares, you start not caring as well. Yeah, and that's how you get another Republican landslide, when people just stop caring. Oh, yeah, it's true. There's a relationship. there's a relationship between midterm elections going in a disastrous direction and people not caring enough to make a phone call and voice support for something they care about. It's another form of voting. Yeah, now listen, if you went out today and you voted, or if you didn't vote, or if you're about to vote, I'm about to vote actually, and that's going to be interesting. I'll discuss my experiences tomorrow on Off the Hook. But if you took part in the process in any sense, and you're not happy with the way it went, you're not happy with the results, or you just know that feeling of impending doom, well, here's a chance to vote for something where the outcome is a little bit more positive, where your call will make a difference, will make all kinds of people jump up and down in a room over there, hopefully not knock anything over this time, and you'll be strengthening this place. Every pledge strengthens the radio station. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. It all counts. It all matters. But, you know, even if we weren't offering this incredible premium for a $75 pledge, 40 DVDs of the hottest hacker conference of the year, even if we weren't offering that, I would hope people would call up just to support the station, knowing that without support, we don't exist. 631-632-9872. I know, other radio stations are asking for money too. Everybody's got their hand out. But let me tell you, I've been involved in many fundraisers, seen all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. Your contribution means the most here. We are the most humble. And you can experience that for yourself by calling up and hearing the joy in the voice of the volunteer who picks up the phone. 631-632-9872. All right. Is it time? You guys ready? I'm sorry. A lot of confusion earlier in the show, and some things got knocked over, and I don't know where Carl Paladino is now, if he's gone on a rampage on the campus. But we've got the place pretty much cleaned up inside, so hopefully we'll be able to launch into this. And I didn't mean anything negative about the Mexican theme here. It's just I did get kind of attached to the previous way of doing things with the countdown. But you know what? The countdown is almost over. And I'll give out the phone number one more time, then we'll begin. 631-632-9872. If we can please see some people call in, it'll cheer me up on this election day, because I'm going to be pretty depressed later on. I'm certain of that. So I'd like to see some people call in. This is me asking you. 631-632-9872. Okay, let's get started. Oh, whoa, that's hot. Very nice, very nice. Just, you got to watch when you twirl like that. You almost knocked our volunteer on the head. All right. This is the quest for Starbucks with a different theme than we're used to. And yeah, it's very colorful. Okay, I can't even see it. He's out of my view now. He's waltzed over into another part of the room. Okay, we basically, last time, we narrowed the list down to 8. I guess I should explain this to people, that I've never actually been inside a Starbucks, and we started this earlier in the year where we got a list of every single one in the world and have been narrowing it down ever since, from tens of thousands. Now we're down to 8, but in a couple of moments we'll be down to 4. All right, so here are the eight we have so far. Wow, I'm just really afraid they're going to knock over the papers we need for the fundraiser. All right. Maybe, yeah, just push them aside a little bit. That room is too small. Kind of running out out of time here, so it's good. Wrap it up, please. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. Take off. They're leaving. All right. That was very impressive. Kind of long, but impressive. All right. So we got to do this quickly because we're running out of time. All right. So the cities that we have, the eight cities that we have, are Newport Beach, California. It's decidedly west of the Mississippi. We lost everything overseas, and we're down to west of the Mississippi, with one exception. We have Newport Beach, California, Edmonton, Alberta, in Canada. I believe that's the only foreign one. Redlands, California, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Sherwood, Oregon, Rancho Cordova, California, San Diego, California, and the one exception to the western part of the country, or continent, actually, College Park, Maryland. So it's taken on a decidedly California slant with the last elimination. Half of the eight are in California. Oregon, of course, is also on the West Coast. Edmonton is pretty much in the western part of Canada. And Oklahoma is a lot more west than it is east. Maryland, the only thing that's anywhere close to here. So what we're going to do is I just realized Kyle's not here. Oh, he can't do the drum roll imitation. Huh, I was wondering why you were so quiet. So let's just imagine in our heads, with imagination, that a drum is rolling right now. Okay, I guess I can do it myself, but I've got to push the button. Let me do the drum roll. How's that? All right, and now I'm pushing the button. And what I'm going to do now is read the four names of the finalists. The four that are left. Are we ready? Okay. Number one, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, has made it to the final four. Number two, Newport Beach, California. You're in the final four. Number three, College Park, Maryland, made it to the final four. And the final potential Starbucks that will be my first to visit sometime in 2011 is San Diego, California. Wow. Okay, so Edmonton has been eliminated. Redlands has been eliminated. Redlands, California. Rancho Cordova, California has been eliminated. Sherwood, Oregon has been eliminated. So we're down to Oklahoma City, Newport Beach, College Park, and San Diego. So still, half of them are California. Yeah, it's still a decidedly western part of not just the United States. It's interesting how this works. You know, we thought maybe we'd wind up overseas, but with more Starbucks in the United States than anywhere else, I guess it was just a matter of statistics that we'd wind up with something, a result like that. Okay, so there you go. And that's it for until the end of the month, I believe. I'm not sure what the actual date is. You can go to thefirststarbucks.com and find out when the next drawing will be. And that's when we find out the finalists. That's when it comes down to two. And the final face-off is in early December. I believe December 7th. That's when we find out what the winner is. Wow, this has been exciting. This really has been. I hope we got some calls during that, too. If not, please give a call now, 631-632-9872, and show your support. This kind of thing is not something you hear about every day. And, you probably won't ever hear about it again. Okay, there's a deal between Fox and Cablevision. Yes, that's the big news. The Fox network flickered back to life in 3 million homes served by Cablevision on Saturday night, signaling an end to an unusually long and bitter feud between the cable company and Fox's parent company, the News Corporation. Yeah, it's the most ridiculous story ever. And pure indication of how corporations will abuse the media if you give them control of the media, basically punishing people for subscribing to one company and missing out on another. Now imagine that. If you didn't subscribe to Cablevision, you didn't subscribe to them and simply receive signals over the air for free, you would have had no trouble whatsoever. No problems at all. But the fact that you paid Cablevision means that you're a Cablevision loyalist in Fox's eyes, so they cut you off. and you've got to pay. You've got to pay the price and not see some of your favorite programs because they're having a spat. That's what it's all about. And they make it difficult. They make it difficult for you to find alternatives. The cable company won't tell you about alternatives because they're competition. And the broadcast company, namely Fox, will do everything it can to make your life miserable by, say, blocking access to online services because you're coming from a Cablevision online account, so they know you're the enemy. It's amazing. It's like you're pawns in their game. You're soldiers. But I think most consumers want nothing to do with this at all. They just want to get what they're paying for. Anyway, the signal was finally restored in time for the third game of the World Series, and the dispute comes down to dollars and cents. Now, you know, a lot of people are angry at Cablevision, and I'm not taking any sides here, but I think some of the anger is misplaced because they assume Cablevision is the company that's cutting them off, when actually it's Fox cutting off the feed to Cablevision, leaving them with no signal at all. Yeah. And Cablevision takes that signal and puts their own propaganda on there. Probably not the best move, because it makes them look like they're, well, spreading propaganda. But the fact of the matter is that it's the broadcaster who cut off access. We used to have this assumption that there were must-carry TV stations, that every local station wanted to be carried. And that's really no longer true anymore. Now local stations want to be paid a lot of money to be carried by cable television networks, or companies rather. And I just think that's wrong. I think if you have a local broadcast station, it should be required that they provide their signal and that the signal be carried. That's what free television should be all about. And it's not. So these people who are angry at Cablevision and are canceling their service, they're basically angry because Cablevision didn't pay what Fox was demanding. That's why they're angry, because that's what Cablevision did. They did not pay. And Cablevision's going around saying, well, they want us to pay more than we pay for the ABC, NBC, CBS, and all these other stations put together. And you know that's not entirely true. That can't be true. Why would one network value itself above all the competing networks put together? There has to be more to this, and there is. It has to do with other networks being packaged in. Fox provides all sorts of other sports and entertainment networks that were apparently part of a package. It's more complex than just wanting more than another station. But here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Terms of the Cablevision-Fox deal were not disclosed. So we don't even get to find out what they did to settle this, how much they're paying. The consumer has to pay the price in inconvenience and paying for things they're not getting. But when it comes down to finding out the actual facts, well, that's not something we're going to tell you. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you give corporations control and you trust them. You get screwed. Well, that won't happen with us. If you call now and pledge to 631-632-9872, you'll get exactly what you pay for, which is an amazing non-commercial radio station with all kinds of alternative programming. And tonight, election coverage. All right, enough of that. You know, I really don't like that music at all. I really don't. 631-632-9872. Can someone please give a call? Make this night somewhat worthwhile. I'm going to go downstairs now, and hopefully Carl Paladino hasn't egged my car or something like that. Apologies to anybody we might have offended. It was purely, mostly unintentional. 631-632-9872, please voice your support for this radio station. Keep us going. We'll see you next week. If you have not voted yet, please go out and do so. Tell us what you experience if you're using a new type of system, and tell us of any weirdness you might encounter, and try to wake other people up to the fact that these things do matter. We'll see you next week.
It's election time again. It's written in the manifesto that we'll do more than them, and we'll keep our word at least until we get to number 10. It'll cost you less in taxes if you mark your cross for us. And we'll deal with unemployment with a minimum of fuss. Vote for me, vote for me. I'm the one you can trust, you'll see. Play your part in democracy. It's election time again. We'll do the best on health for you. We'll cut out all the fat. We'll give you better teachers and simple things like that. And we'll get tough on scroungers, but also help the poor. And we'll cut the defense cost, but still keep fighting wars. Vote for me, vote for me. I'm the one you can trust, you see. Play your part in democracy. It's election time again. Please, please believe us. We do it all for you. And it really hurts us deeply when you think that it's not true. And we'll deal with immigration if you vote for us this time. We'll build a load more prisons and we'll be tough on crime. And we'll make this country stronger, bring industry back here. Just give us your support and you'll have nothing left to fear. We know there are some cynics whose doubts won't go away. But if you put us into power, we might do what we say. Vote for me, vote for me. I'm the one you can trust, you'll see. Play your part in democracy. It's election time again. Vote for me, vote for me. I'm the one you can trust, you'll see. Play your part in democracy. It's election time again.
Kids, Finn with you. Finn's Revolution until 9 p.m. right here on WUSB. Stony Brook, it is 7:02. It is election night. Get out and vote, but also vote with your pocketbooks tonight right here on WUSB, 631-632-6901. The Clash of the Ramones, you let me know with your vote. Plenty of premiums. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Okay, kids, tonight, listen up. It is election night. Please get out and vote, vote, vote. Vote as many times as you possibly can. Get out there and do it. Exercise your right. People have died for this. Go prove them right. You know what I mean? Tonight, we're playing The Clash and The Ramones exclusively on Finn's Revolution. And as premiums tonight, we have some special premiums in addition to the WUSB swag of all kinds. In addition to the swag, we have for a $40 pledge, the Ramones Anthology, Hey Ho, Let's Go. That's a 2-CD set of all the best of the Ramones for a pledge of $40 to WUSB. Also, for a pledge of $25, we have your choice of The Clash's DVD, West Way to the World. An unbelievable video. We'll talk more about that later. DVD of The Clash, West Way to the World, for a pledge of only $25, 631-632-6901. Or you can also choose The Essential Clash, a 2-CD, 40-song set for $25 for a pledge to this radio station, 631-632-6901. Some think Election Day is the end of the world. You know, I'm not too far off from that, agreeing with that.
People won't get no supper tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. The battle is getting hard in this Irish Armageddon tonight. A lot of people won't get no justice tonight. Remember to kick it off. No one will guide you on Gideon tonight. A lot of people wanna get no justice tonight. Man.